Remember hearing about the bird flu? Why haven't we heard much about it lately? Maybe it's because that threat is gone, but I don't think that's the case. Between summer of 2024 and spring of 2025, we heard a lot about the bird flu. And what we were hearing was that it was a major threat to cattle. Now, for some reason, it was only a major threat to cattle within the United States. But the other thing that we were experiencing was a massive jump in prices with eggs. And they associated that price of eggs with the bird flu. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the Biden administration approved an enormous amount of money, I think it was like $700 million or something, to Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccine. Now keep in mind that the bird flu summit was held just a month before the election of 2024. In fact, if you look back at my history back in July of last year, I made a TikTok about Syllabus X hosting the bird flu summit and how that looked really suspicious given that they held a similar summit on coronavirus a few months before coronavirus hit us. And being that its headquarters are just a few minutes outside of DC, I don't think there's any surprise that there's some affiliation between the government agencies and Syllabus X who hosts these conferences. And perhaps the most concerning thing to me about the bird flu summit was the focus on morgue operations and dealing with mass human fatalities. Like what? And if you look into Syllabus X, the organization that puts on this conference and the other ones, you're gonna see a lot of really shady stuff. The deeper you go into it, the more concerned you'll become. I did a long video on this and it got shadow banned immediately. So you can find that probably somewhere in my profile if you wanna check it out, but I'm not even gonna link it here because it's futile. I think we're soon going to experience a big false flag event. And I think it's gonna be revolving around bird flu. One thing we've been seeing in this country, pitting everyone against one another, is my body, my choice, and whether or not we should be vaccinating. And the irony is those that are in support of vaccines are also the ones saying, my body, my choice. And I think that's by design, because it's going to cause everyone to lose their fucking minds. That is if we end up facing a bird flu epidemic. One reason I think this is because I think the data centers aren't what they seem. And what they look like, if you've ever looked at one, they look a lot like a sea camp, if you know what I mean. But maybe they are for data purposes. It doesn't add up to me that these things have to be so astronomically huge and built all over the country really rapidly over just the last couple of years. In early 2025, we saw Trump come up with a bunch of tech execs and talk about how they were going to develop this incredible AI infrastructure. A $500 billion initial investment, but then you had companies like Apple contributing $500 billion, among others, getting involved. And one of the major things that they were pushing with this campaign was developing specialized mRNA vaccines designed specifically for you. But one thing you may not know is that the Trump administration cut all that funding to Moderna shortly after Trump came into office. So you've got the Biden administration approving millions and millions of dollars for the development of this vaccine for the bird flu. And then you have Trump coming in and saying, nope, we're X-ing it out. But ultimately, if we end up having a bird flu epidemic, the left is going to be fucking furious that that funding was cut. And the right will double down on their insistence that vaccines are not helpful. And that sort of dynamic will incite the type of conflict that we haven't seen in this country in a very long time, which I think is the goal. And if that seems too convoluted to process, I encourage you to watch this again, because I promise it all comes together. And the trouble is most people don't want to think this hard. They don't want to connect this many dots because it seems improbable that such a thing would happen. But if you were trying to control the world, but you didn't want the world to know, wouldn't you make it as complicated as possible so that people couldn't sniff it out? There have been bird flu articles being posted weekly for the last year. And while most of them have been made by smaller news organizations, they're not major like BBC or CNNs or Fox News or anything like that. But there's enough that they could show you, hey, look, we've been talking about this for a long time and you guys didn't take this seriously and now it's a problem. And it's a bigger problem because we don't have the vaccine developed because Trump cut the money for it. It's really an easy way to piss a lot of people off. And that's the goal. So I'm not saying the bird flu's coming, but if it does, don't be surprised. And also don't be fooled. And I mean that both ways, because there's going to be a lot of people that think the bird flu is fake when maybe it's not. But there's also going to be a lot of people that think the bird flu is real when maybe it's not.